Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of the week. Ben Woods broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. Bill Howe Plumbing. We know how. Yeah. Al Tucker's still on the Dodgers.
No, still. He didn't opt out yet.
Yeah, has not opted out. He does get the chance to opt out in a couple of years, but he's going to. He's going to be on the Dodgers to start the year. Before we do anything else, let's get to today's biggest fan. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back. Qualify for the grand prize drawing. Tier 1's on pins and needles right now. 833-288-0973. You're going to qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite and an upcoming Padres game catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's biggest fan is Gail Wakabayashi from San Diego.
I was worried, and you crushed it.
Gail Wakabayashi from San Diego. It is your turn to call 833-288-0973. For the rest of you, make sure your name is in for the drawing at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Paulie, if you would,
take
final
us away.
Report time.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Gentlemen, let's get started here in Major League Baseball. We did have one other notable move, several moves yesterday, outside of the Kyle Tucker one. We haven't even gotten to this one. There was a three-team trade.
Yeah, kind of came out after Tucker and lost. Went out of it. Everyone's
all right,
like,
we're going to capture the baseball world's attention with our big three-team trade we're going to announce.
Damn it!
10 minutes after the Dodgers. I felt like it was within a half an hour, and I'm still pretty much seething from the Kyle Tucker news, and then I see also three-team trade. I'm like, wait. Padres, no Padres. Nope. I'm like, all right, I don't care. But Tampa Bay, Cincinnati, and the Angels were all in on this deal. So let's see. Josh Lowe is going to head to the Angels.
Right, is it Lowe or Lau?
It's Lau.
Brandon Lau.
Brandon
Lau. Josh and Nathaniel Lowe are brothers.
My
seven-year-old is unrelated to the
my
two.
My seven-year-old last night, I go, oh, Josh Lowe got traded. He goes, it's Lau. I go, is he right? I swear to God. Little air checker, dude.
No, Bo, you were wrong.
You were wrong, Bo.
Josh Lowe.
Wear it.
He's going to the Angels. Gavin Lux and righty Chris Clark are going to the Rays. And left-handed relief pitcher Brock Burke, he is going to the Cincinnati Reds.
I get this trade from two of the three teams' perspectives. I see why the Angels want Josh Lowe.
Yes.
2020 guy. Replaces some of the lineup pop they lost in Taylor Ward when they traded him for Grayson Rodriguez.
Breaking news! Whoa. We got breaking news, Ben!
There's a big one.
It's not for us.
It's not for us.
It's the reactionary move that we discussed
There it is.
Earlier.
Cody Bellinger's.
Nope.
Bo Bichette.
The New York Mets have replaced Kyle Tucker with Bo Bichette.
Well, they never had Kyle Tucker.
You know what I'm saying.
Replace the idea.
The idea of Kyle Tucker. The specter.
3 years, 126.
How much? Quickly.
Three.
42? So,
$42 million a year
for Bo Bichette. That's total Bichette, man. 40?
I call
Bichette on that. It's hard. You gotta be careful.
Bo Bichette is getting paid more than Manny Machado and Fernando. I get that salaries go up. Bo Bichette's a good player.
Why don't they go up in radio?
Bo Bichette's
ever?
Not a superstar. Come on.
Wow.
I had to take my sweatshirt off. I just started sweating.
Is this the new thing now? You do the shorter term deals for just the massive money? We should sign a 1 month contract.
Adam, Michael, I'm listening.
$8 million or something.
3 months?
God. $42 million per.
He's making, $17 million more than Xander Bogaerts. I don't think that Bo Bichette is better than Xander Bogaerts.
That's crazy, man. He got his bag.
Damn.
You think he even answered the phone? Was like, are you serious?
Wait, what?
Okay.
I mean, it's not as many years as he probably wanted, but
Boris
whatever.
But for $42 million a year.
The point.
Wait, so he gets to go through free agency
this point made by one of the pundits about, well, Kyle Tucker only got the 4 years. But you want the long-term deal because of the massive security you get. If you get an eight-year deal, you get that massive lifetime security. Guess what? Kyle Tucker's getting it in 4 years. $240 million is lifetime security. And you also get to bet on yourself because if you're really killing it, you can still opt out. You can still get another giant deal when you're done. It's like the best of both worlds for Kyle Tucker and now the best of both worlds for Bo Bichette.
I mean, if I'm a free agent still, if I'm Cody Bellinger, I'm just started salivating. I'm going to get $50 million.
Back to the three-team trade that we started on. I get it for the Angels with Josh Lowe. I get it for the Reds. They want to bulk up their bullpen, and Burke is probably the best lefty that the Angels had last year. Don't totally get it for the Rays. Gavin Lux was bad. I mean, they've added a bat. They think they can fix Gavin Lux. I don't know much about the other pitcher, but unless they really are high on him or really feel like, oh, no, we know exactly what's wrong with Gavin Lux, I don't know how this helps the Rays particularly.
I think the Rays probably... Gavin Lux is, pretty good bat-to-ball guy. He's a 270 hitter, 260.
Negative .2 war last year.
Really? Was that defense?
Partly.
He played a couple of different positions, I think, for the Reds. But it's if you don't rake in that ballpark, how are you going to do? And where are they still playing? No, they'll be
Tropicana.
But again, it's the Rays, so I think the Rays are really good player development. I so I think maybe
they tend to make it work, but yeah. I didn't totally get this one.
And who's the other guy?
What's the pitcher's name that the Rays got as well? I hadn't heard of him.
Just caught me mid sneeze.
We get you. You didn't get to resolve the melody.
Chris Clark.
Okay. I don't know much about Chris Clark.
$42 million. No, they're gonna. Bo Bichette's gonna play second now for the Mets because they have Francisco Lindor at short. That's a good
fifth round minor league draft pick. Okay. 4-10 with a 4.73 ERA at Class A Inland Empire last season.
Project.
So, okay. Yeah.
They like his stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we will move on from baseball to the NFL, getting ready for four divisional games this weekend, one of which the Seattle Seahawks taking on the San Francisco 49ers. But everyone is wondering, will Sam Darnold actually play for Seattle? They are the favorites to win this game. I think they're still the betting favorites to win the Super Bowl. But obviously, with a question mark at quarterback, that's going to change some things. He's been dealing with this oblique injury. It's got him listed as questionable. He expects to play, at least as of today or whatever, yesterday at practice. But how closely should we be paying attention to whether or not Sam Darnold plays?
Closely. I mean, I was all in on the Seahawks in this game, but if Darnold ends up not playing or playing limited because of the injury, that changes the equation, certainly. Who's the backup? Drew Locke is the backup.
Said he's almost 0% chance he won't play. Almost zero. Got some treatment, but the oblique. As a quarterback, I mean, there's no ideal injury if you're a quarterback, but the oblique is one. Now, if you're San Francisco, it's like the mission is clear.
No sympathy from the 49ers. They have a zillion injuries.
Well, right, but the mission is clear. Like, we have to hit him early.
Twist him
and hard. twist him oblique.
Ow. Ow.
Gosh. Left side, so. Left side oblique. Yeah.
The 49ers also announced Fred Warner. San Diego's Fred Warner will not return. Was hoping they might get him back, but he's getting closer, but not going to play.
And that line stayed at about 7.5.
I don't think it's moved yet.
It's hard. I mean, if Sam Darnold actually plays and plays pretty effectively, nothing really changes.
Wait, Angelo just makes a great point I had totally forgotten about. The Mets have Marcus Simeon as well.
Right. They traded for Marcus Simeon.
What? Where is Bichette playing now?
I don't know. First base?
Third?
DH? Third? I don't know. My Twitter feed is not working, so I can get
good point, Angela. I totally forgot updates. They got Marcus Simeon. I mean, one of those guys can DH, I guess, but a lot of money for Bo Bichette.
Jeez. Yeah.
Man, third base, okay. But they got Brett Beatty and they got Mark Vientos, guys that they are you know, committed to, I guess, in New York. Maybe one of those guys has moved or something.
Yeah, Morosi says he's expected to play third base.
Third base.
For the Mets, according to a source.
Hey, we're going to give you $42 million to play a completely different position.
It'll be fine.
Like, I'm sure you're excited. Simeon's been the second. He's a second baseman. So they're going to move Bichette to third for $42 million. If I'm paying $42 million, I want that guy at his natural
third baseman.
Well, I want you at your natural position, right? But hey, man, he's good play. I mean, good glove. Like, probably pick it up. Just pretty crazy.
All right. Finally, we will wrap it up. Saw this the other day. Matthew McConaughey has trademarked his signature catchphrase, all right, it's all right, it's all right.
I'm amazed it took this long.
I kind of am, too. He seems like the kind of guy that would have been all over that. He is doing this to protect his voice and his likeness from unauthorized misuse by artificial intelligence.
Okay.
That's the primary reason for this.
Oh, smart.
So the trademark registration says, quote, the mark consists of a man saying, all right, all right, all right, wherein the first syllable of the first two words is at a lower pitch than the second syllable.
All right.
And the first syllable of the last word.
It's sued.
Right.
Yeah. And then the first syllable of the last word is at a higher pitch than the second syllable. All right.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Kind of play it along.
It's like Beetlejuice. You say it three times, and Matthew McConaughey's lawyer appears.
He's shirtless.
So he actually did apply for this like 3 years ago, or 2 years ago, December of 2023, and it was just approved recently. And he also went and got seven other trademarks, it says, including a seven-second video of McConaughey standing on a porch. There's a 3-second clip of him sitting in front of a Christmas tree and audio of him saying his just keep living quote.
Yeah,
he has trademarked all of that.
LIVIN, living.
Gotta keep living, man.
Gotta keep living, man.
It's great. What about bless the mood?
It's great advice.
As he trademarked
I don't know that that made it into the trademark. I think we're actually good.
We can still use that one freely.
Yeah, bless the mood. Bless the help, mood. Please.
reporting that the Bichette contract includes two opt-outs after both of years of the contract, so basically 3 1-year deals, like the Michael King deal, except way more expensive.
I mean, for 42 million, like, you know what? I think I can get 46. I'm opt out. It's insane. It's insane. Wow. My son is listening. Get your ass into the backyard and get on the tee. ASAP, both of you. Get back in, skip school, and go hit off the tee today. It's insane money.
He doesn't have a plus arm, which is a concern from making that throw from third base.
Does he not?
I mean, no.
Played shortstop for years.
Eno says, Bo Bichette had about the same arm strength as Alex Bregman on competitive throws last year, 82.3 miles an hour. Below average for the position, but workable. Semien threw almost 6 ticks weaker. I guess Bichette is a third baseman for the Mets.
It's unbelievable.
Man.
$42 million to put a guy out of position in the first year is really something else. That's something else.
He's a good player.
Good player. But good player.
I didn't think $42 million a year player.
I didn't either, man.
Nathan says third base is in his bloodlines. He'll be fine. Yeah, Dante played third base for the Colorado Rockies, I believe.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, good for the Mets. I mean, again, does it not feel like a reactionary move to losing Kyle Tucker? Does it not?
Yeah, and an overpay.
We know that feeling.
Yeah, we've been there. It's not a good feeling as a fan base. You're like, I'm excited to get this guy because you're an addict for new players, and
there was a little bit of like trepidation.
There was
just like, this feels like maybe a bit of an overpay, or we just an embarrassment of riches, like at the time with Bogarts in particular. We just didn't feel like we needed him,
and just a pure reaction. Like, we got to do something.
Like, we didn't get Judge. We didn't get Turner.
Yeah,
we're getting somebody.
Got to do something.
I think there was one more big free agent, that Correa.
Yeah,
was that Correa's
year?
The
train wreck that year.
Yeah, to Minnesota,
and then back, then to the Giants, and then back to Minnesota or whatever it was. Yeah, it was nuts, but yeah, it was. This is the Wild West as far as Major League Baseball goes.
Is Cody Bellinger the smartest man in the room?
Yeah, now? Waiting.
Because we said earlier in the week, like, why would he expect anything different than Kyle Schwarber, the standard 5-year, 150 that everyone else is getting? Because he's asking for 35, 36 million a year.
Now he's like, I want 45
for 3 years,
right?
2 years, whatever, and go with the shorter term deal, which would also be a massive overpay. But now, I mean, the Yankees have to do something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not that much left.
They have to go get Bellinger.
And they, you know, the reports were the talks had broken down. They had hit an impasse with Cody Bellinger, but there's no one else to pivot to anymore.
I think the impasse ends when this happens. You know, the impasse has got to go, and you got to go back to the table and go, hey, does this get it done? You know,
but I guess you can always make a trade.
Yeah. But this is crazy. AJ Preller watching all of this going, please let me do something. Let me get in there and cook. You know, this kills him.
Yeah, there's still, you know, Eugenio Suarez and some other options.
I'll take him in a heartbeat.
Corner bats or DH bats that would intrigue the Padres that haven't signed yet. But again,
Carlos Santana will be a Padre. Book it.
Nelson Cruz 2.0.
Potentially.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Crazy. So, yeah. Now the Bo Bichette era in Toronto officially comes to an end.
All right, the hot stove is officially finally
hot.
We will continue the discussion.
Yeah, I hate it though. It's hot.
I'm not liking any of these. You're burning yourself now.
I know.
Take your finger off the hot stove. We'll check traffic. Then back with more Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Make your plans this weekend to make the short drive down the 5 freeway to Chula Vista. Get off at E. That'll put you on Bay Boulevard. It's essentially the frontage road along the 5 in Chula Vista. After one light, and then you'll turn right left into the parking lot and pull into 7 Mile Casino. You will look from the outside and go, okay, whatever. You'll walk inside and you go, this place is awesome. Awesome. If you are a card player, they know exactly what they were doing when they set this place up.
Texas Hold'em, Pie Gal Poker, Baccarat, and of course, beloved California-style blackjack. You will have a great time at 7 Mile Casino. You know, we have our resolutions, our intentions. Make it your intention. Get down, at least check it out. this year. That's all we ask. Just go down and check it out one time. I think
check out the brunch
time.
At Sammy's this weekend, 9 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. Best in the South County. Enjoy their patio with the great views of San Diego Bay. And play some cards. Have some fun at Seven Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Well, guess I'm Ben Woods, appearing on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Just talking about the news, Bo Bichette signing a 3-year contract with the New York Mets worth $42 million a year. Padres still need to add a bat, a corner bat, potentially to their lineup. We mentioned Eugenio Suarez. Don't know if they're going to be able to swing that. Luis Arraez remains available on the market. And I was just going through the numbers quickly. Bo Bichette is also a guy who believes in batting average. He's a guy who believes in making contact. He's hit 290 last year, but he has a little more power. He's been hitting, you know, in the 20 home run range the last few seasons, been about a 4-5 war player. Now, Luis Arraez early in his career was a 3-5 war player with Minnesota and Miami. Hasn't been that the last couple of seasons with the Padres, but he has a 320 career average right about there. If Luis Arraez could add, he had 8 home runs last year. So if he could add another dozen home runs at the expense, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
But at the expense of 30 to 40 points to his batting average, he would be Bo Bichette, a below average defender who makes good contact, can hit for a little bit of power. Good clubhouse guy. Everyone likes him. I mean, is he all of a sudden could make himself into a $40 million a year guy
that's
just by doing
insane.
That?
It's insane.
Is that all he needs to do? Is that not like a, is that not ringing alarm bells in Luis Arraez? Like, why am I so concerned about winning a batting title? I could hit 40 points less, hit a few more home runs, and teams will be like shoveling wheelbarrows full of money at me in the offseason. That's all I need to do.
Feels like a bit of a reach, as Ray Darko says.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you could just, hey, if he could hit 30 more home runs, then he could get paid
right,
like Aaron Judge does.
If he could just pitch every 5 days, then, I mean, then we're looking at like Shohei Ohtani, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Could he hit two and a half times as many home runs as he did last year. That's a lot.
Well, most people can't, because most people are already hitting 240 to hit their 16 home runs. Luis Arraez is trying to hit 350 or 330 every year. If he just stopped trying to do that, what kind of player would he be?
I don't know. Tony Gwynn
made that change later in his career, where he added power. It came at the expense of some of his contact and average, but Purple Ted Williams says, you know, made that point to him.
Purple says, if my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike. Also true. You know, you hear the stories. Wade Boggs, they always said, Wade Boggs could have hit home runs. It was like, I'm going to use the Green Monster to hit singles and doubles. Ichiro.
It was a huge knock against Ichiro. I remember growing up as a kid in Seattle. Right? He was the contact leadoff hitter, right. And then, you know, guys like Brett Boone, Edgar Martinez, they moved on, they retired, and they said, hey, what do you think about sliding down to third in the lineup, back when, you know, third and fourth in the lineup were like your big power hitters? And he didn't want to do it. He's like, no, I'm a contact hitter. I'm a leadoff hitter.
But he could hit nukes.
They would show him at batting practice. He would just hit home run after home run after home run. And I'm like, people said he would win the home run derby.
I'm not talking about some no talent putts. Luis Arraez is a good hitter and knows what he's doing.
I've never heard you call anyone a putz in my whole life.
I'm actually giving some respect here to Luis Arraez in that I believe he's got a singular talent, but I don't know if he's maximizing it with what he focuses on.
I did see him working out in Padres gear today.
Is that a weird thing when you're a free agent? Are you supposed to just shed all your team gear?
Wouldn't you just put on like Nike shorts,
or Adidas gear, and like no colors, and
gray workout shirt.
I'm waiting for the call.
Not
giving you any free advertising until you pay me.
Like the shorts, the top, the whole bit. Like he looks like he's in spring training getting a lift in. It's crazy.
Roki or Yamamoto, one of them wore like a ton of Padres gear.
Yeah, you're like, we got it.
this one's the easiest free agent signing ever.
How'd that work?
Great.
A no talent putts. It's not what you're talking about.
Not what I'm talking about.
That's right. I think it's a stretch to ask Luis Arraez to hit 20 bombs. I do.
At the expense of 40 points on his batting average.
That's a completely different player.
Yeah, it is. He gets knocks on hits outside the zone like. Only Vladdy Guerrero Sr. would hit balls that Luis swings at out of the ballpark. He's like the only one. Who else is a notorious bad ball? There were some in history.
Vladdy's the one you remember.
Vladdy's the one you remember. He would hit it off the ground, and you're like, how did you get that? How did you even get wood on it, much less hit it out of the ballpark? And Luis would need to be beyond elite, and they would have to, like, they have to pitch you a certain way too. A certain way as well. You know, with Luis Arraez, throw it up there. He's gonna swing at it.
I guess I'm just looking at Luis Arraez, going, what you're doing is not maximizing your value.
It starts with his discipline in the zone. That's where if he wants to maximize his value, stop swinging at balls 3 feet off the plate. And I know you get knocks on them sometimes. So sure, you feel when you have a bat in your hand, you can do anything with it and any pitch, any time. And it's kind of worked for him for a long, decent part.
Did you know
career.
That Luis Arraez's on base percentage, career on base percentage, 30 points higher than Bo Bichette's?
Crazy.
And he doesn't walk at all.
What's their slug?
Slug is 469 for Bo Bichette and only 413 for Luis Arraez. Yeah. That's right. Can you add 50 points to your slug at the expense of your average and keep that on base percentage right around where it is?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I do get the sense that Luis Arraez may be back here. I haven't heard anything. No whispers. I would tell you if I heard whispers, but I get that sense. Don't you?
Yeah, because I don't feel like he's a guy who is benefiting from this late surge of money.
Not at all.
I don't think he's the, we didn't get Kyle Tucker, let's pivot to Luis Arraez from a lot of teams. So I don't think he's going to benefit from that. And the Padres are. And AJ Preller does play the patience game.
He does.
He will wait out, guys. Okay, call me. Yeah, we're interested. Not at that price, but call me in a month. If you're not liking what you're seeing, we absolutely will revisit that discussion at a different price point.
Yeah. I think I think it's safe to say, like as Vaughn says, I think it's safe to say Luis Arraez is who he is. I remember him going into spring training, like, no, I'm gonna take more walks this year. That's something I've committed to. That lasted 3 days. And you know, he's swinging out of his shoes at pitches a foot outside. And, hey, man, it is what it is at this point. But
we never saw, like, 2022 and 2023, Luis. 2023 with the Marlins.
Nasty.
354, yeah. 393 on base percentage, 469 slug.
Crazy.
And a 4.9 war.
Sign up for that.
With 10 home runs.
No wonder Skip Schumacher loved him and said that was the best player he's ever
coached.
That was insane. And then he came to the Padres and he became a one war player each year. We never got that, Luis Arraez.
Why? How does that happen?
Maybe he wasn't being used the right way. I don't know.
It's so frustrating. So frustrating. Yeah. Somebody goes, Cole said, I'd take that. Yes. Yeah. I'd stab somebody with his letter opener for that. I mean, yeah.
If 2023 Luis Arraez is available,
I'll take him.
Take him and play him every day.
Yeah.
You can even bat him second if you wanted at those numbers. We never saw those numbers in San Diego.
Yeah, it was tough. Yeah, the injury, he got you know, a hand injury, then he had the concussion. It was nasty. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's, you know, it's in him. He's done it before.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. But, yeah, the patience game may be the right thing with a guy like Luis Arraez because, again, I don't know how many guys are knocking on his door to be like, hey, we got a huge – we lost Tucker. We lost Bichette. How about you? It's just a different player entirely.
All right, we'll take our final timeout, come back, spin the topic wheel, wrap things up on a Friday,
get
you ready for the long holiday weekend with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
On the agenda for the boys this weekend, you guys. Paulie, I know you're just going to chill.
Yeah, chill. I'm chill.
It's my favorite bit.
Quiet weekend.
Paulie, how was weekend? That was good. Just chill.
I've got a makeup trip to Henderson after my last one got cut short.
That's right. I forgot about that.
So I'm going back for just a quick day and a half to play a couple rounds of golf.
You're
flying this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, what are you going to do with your clubs? You're going to put them on the plane?
Yes.
Or are you going to rent?
No, they're going to go on the plane with
me. I know you don't like that.
Travel bag.
Okay. Careful.
At the baggage claim. I've done it before.
I have to. Do you have a hard case or a soft case?
It's a soft case.
Mine's soft, too. Well, my case is soft. Well, it's fair. And you leave when?
Tonight.
Man. Just a little golf excursion.
Yeah.
The last time you went, his wife...
Then I'll be back Sunday afternoon.
Lost her gallbladder.
Exactly. So this is and he's got another buddy who's coming in from Atlanta. So we got a group formed for a couple of rounds.
A little threesome.
Yeah.
Threesome would be fun. Yeah. Threesome in Vegas.
Nice.
Greg Vaughn's out there. You should hit him up.
Yeah. Henderson, fourth. Technically. We could.
That's where he lives.
Vaughn-y.
He was like begging. He's like, next time you're in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know if he plays golf, but like, there's literally nobody better to hang out with than Greg Vaughn. He's the funniest dude I've ever met.
We did broadcast from his golf tournament. Earlier this year.
That was his.
That was his.
That's right.
You were in Hawaii.
I was in Hawaii.
I bet my buddy would love it if, hey, I got a fourth for you.
It's Greg Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn just shows up.
Badass. Scare you to death.
Yeah.
He's the best. We interviewed him many times.
Yeah.
Getting a chance to hang out with him this week was phenomenal.
Even just putting, hey, Greg, great to meet you. I'm Paul. Like,
yeah,
we've been having you on the show for years. It's nice to finally meet you. And he was the best.
Bo and
he was
so
much fun.
Bo and I were going through some baseball cards my dad sent. And we found some gems in there. But I found the Greg Vaughn rookies when he was with the Brewers. I texted him a picture. He goes, man, that was a long time ago, my friend. When are you coming to Vegas, is what he said. I was like, bro, I would come hang out with him anytime. So you're playing golf.
Yeah.
Paul, you're chilling. My kid's got basketball all day tomorrow. Taylor's really gotten into basketball. Excited about that. He loves it. Wears his jersey to school. It's the greatest.
Did he get the ball up to the hoop? Do they put
they have a little hoop.
Low hoop?
Yeah. They have a little hoop. And apparently, I wasn't at his first game because we were at camp. But Hannah said, you should see him on defense. He's like a pest.
Well, I can see that.
I can
see that.
And so, but he loves it. He had an assist in game one. He loves the kids on his team. He's just so into it. So that makes me happy. Bo's got a football game tonight. Basketball game tomorrow.
He's got the shoe game, too, right?
Yeah, he's got the shoes that you got him years ago. And so they're fired up. Long, big sports weekend.
I can see him over-pursuing on defense.
Oh, yeah.
Stay on your man, stay in your zone. Just because the ball's over there doesn't mean you sprint
back and forth the whole time.
Yeah.
Passes.
He's like who's like the peskiest defender? Because he will steal from Bo in the street. Like, Bo will be dribbling, and Taylor will get it. Like, he's no joke. He's a pest on defense.
Gary Payton.
Yeah, like the glove, man. Yeah. I love that. So I'll show him some Gary Payton this weekend on YouTube, some old highlights.
Jason Kidd was a good defender.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. It's really fun, and we'll have football tonight, basketball tomorrow, baseball on Sunday.
Miles Byrd, watching San Diego State play. He picks a lot of pockets.
I love it.
I've enjoyed watching him play.
I'm so excited to watch him play. To see him be part of a team. Like, he's been part of T-ball teams. He liked it. You know, he liked it. This is like, feels like this might be his thing for a while. So, excited about that. And, we'll be back Tuesday. We'll, of course, be off Monday for MLK Day. Ben and I have a lunch with our agent that day. Oh. Big day for the Ben and Woods Show. See what happens.
Strategy session.
Strategy.
Some big consequences out of that meeting.
Potentially. It's a big year. Whew, makes my stomach hurt. You'll be back in time Monday?
I'm coming back Sunday afternoon.
Okay, that's a quick trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Fun. Spin it.
Oh, wait. First traffic.
No, do traffic.
And then we'll do a topic wheel spin to wrap things up here on 97.3 The Fan.
What is something that you are way too competitive about?
Golf.
Baseball.
Basketball. Sports.
Go figure.
Sports. But yeah, I had problems with it all at fantasy camp too.
Yep, I did too.
Yeah.
Never mind. I had a helmet throw.
Guy looking for his first hit. Strikes out. I'm on second base.
Are we way too competitive because it's not our livelihood in any way?
I'm pretty competitive
about like morning ratings, but that's... That's your livelihood. It's like you should be competitive about what you're paid for.
It's actually weird to me when people aren't competitive about right. their job. Like it's a foreign concept.
But when you are
concept.
Getting no monetary compensation, you're actually paying to, and then you're also competitive about it.
I've told you this before. It's unscientific. I honestly believe that when I stop competing, I will drop dead. I've told my wife this. She rolls her eyes and says, you're using that as an excuse to go play baseball with your friends for 6 hours on a Sunday. And I looked at her dead in the face and I said, I don't think you understand. If I don't have that, I feel like I'm going to drop dead. Right? That competitive spirit.
What about in a non-sport situation, though? Because I'm weirdly, politely competitive at parking. I want to get best parking spot I possibly can. You know, when I pull into a Costco lot, I will do a very quick scan. Like, okay, where do I think the best spot is available, but I have to wait the least amount of time? Like, I don't want to wait a long time, but I want to get a good spot. What's the best combination of parking quickly, but as close to where I want to be as I can? Because you can wait around forever to get a really good spot, or you can go way far away and get a bad spot right away.
I just pull the first spot I can find.
You know what my new bit is? Because I told you I'm having a hard time hitting my steps every day, even though I go to the gym.
You park further away on purpose?
I park as far away as I can now. Yeah. I park as far as I can, so I know I'm getting...
You didn't do that this morning. You're right.
Well, no,
not
here.
Not here.
Not here. That's good. I'm at work. Everywhere else.
We have a giant lot at work. You could park way down in that garage.
I could walk the stairs here.
In the back.
I could walk the stairs here every morning. But I just park as far away as I can. Like when I go to the gym, I park way far away because I want the extra steps. I like to hit that number, and I so rarely do.
I was very competitive that day when the freeway was shut down and like trying to get home, like trying to find plot my course that would beat all the other people to get back to the North County. I'm competitive about that.
I don't get competitive about driving or parking or anything.
I'm not like dangerously like I'm not going to break traffic laws.
Oh, I'll do that. I just do that anyway. But it's not about competition. I'm not trying to win.
I like to outsmart things if I can. People,
yeah, you're
things.
A big fan of outsmarting.
I like
things.
To try to outsmart
That's
people.
True.
I'm competitive about that.
That's true. That's true. Anything else that you're competitive about?
I don't think so.
I have my things that I'm psychotic about, but I just don't have like. I don't really compete with other parents and stuff. You know what I mean? I'm not a big keep up with it. I'm like more of a, I'm happy in my own little insulated bubble in my home. I'm not like, ooh, I need to get, that guy got a new car. I got to get a new car. Like,
oh,
I'm not
a keep up with the Joneses.
Me neither.
At all.
I'm not at all. Not even a little bit.
The Joneses are more than welcome to pass
Have
me
a ball.
Up and all
yeah.
those things.
Joneses, enjoy yourself. Yeah. That's not who I am. All right, spin it.
What movie is objectively bad, but you still love it?
I have a thousand. Stone Cold, featuring Brian Bosworth, one of my favorite films of all time. He's Brian Bosworth, the football player. He's horrible in it. He's an undercover cop in a motorcycle gang, and Lance Henriksen is in it, who's brilliant, and I love it. Stone Cold, brilliant.
There's some movies that are so bad, but you're like... You're almost like, I think it was intentionally bad, like artistically, like they were going for that. And it's ironic that it was actually really good.
Bro, but there's four or five Steven Seagal movies that I'm like, I will stop down for Out for Justice anytime it's on.
I think it's more like we were just listening to Damon and Affleck doing an interview. Like Geely is like unanimously always like one of the worst movies of all time. So like that would be one where you're like, that would fit this question. You're
right.
Like, everyone says it's a terrible movie, right. But I loved it.
So this is more a movie from my childhood, which I own the VCR cassette, the VHS tape, watched a million times, loved it. But it's objectively not a good movie. It's The Goonies.
Everyone loves
Goonies. Everyone loves The Goonies. It makes no sense whatsoever. If you actually stop to think about anything about The Goonies.
Yeah, but everyone loves it, so that doesn't count.
Everyone loves it, but it's not, I mean...
No, it's None regarded it as a good movie.
It is, so but then it really shouldn't be.
The question is, like, what?
It's
like,
filled with bad kid actors who are completely overacting. None of the plot makes sense. They follow a pirate map on the Oregon coast. Like, And it's in Spanish, yet it rhymes in English when they translate it. Makes no sense at all in any part of the movie. Like, all these booby traps would last 150 years. Like, that piano, the Bones piano, that thing's actually going to play. There's no way the pirates are going to make an organ out of bones. It's just no chance.
This doesn't work. It doesn't work. Because everybody likes the Goonies.
Right. But it's not. It doesn't make any sense at all.
It's like saying knocked up because Seth Rogen would never sleep with Katherine Heigl.
You have
Heigl.
To suspend so much disbelief for that movie.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a different question.
Fine.
Altogether, everybody likes that movie.
It's our time down here.
The dialogue is so bad in the movie. Mm. It's awful.
It's a good one. Encino Man, loved it. Loved Encino Man. Objectively a bad film.
You know what? There's a sports movie that a lot of people did not like, or they crap all over.
Draft Day. Yeah.
I watch it all the time. Not all the time. Once a year.
Callahan.
It's always on Netflix right around the draft. And I'm like, yeah, I could watch that. Little Kevin Costner.
Roadhouse is such a turd, but I love it so much. You're telling me there's a bouncer somewhere that the guy, we got to get him. If we get him, we'll turn this place around. Dalton. They bring him in, and then he's got an old veteran bouncer that has taught him the ways. And he doesn't use pain meds. He'll just staple his own wounds shut, and he just beats the crap out of everyone. I love Roadhouse. Oh, there's also a rich guy in town, Brad Wesley, that just controls everything. I mean, it's so good. It's so good. Such a great film, Roadhouse. Like a classic to me. But objectively, like people, it was panned. You know, the critics.
Okay, I'm going to make an admission. I've never seen Roadhouse.
I'm not surprised. Nah. It's not for you. It's not for you.
So what's the plot?
It's a bouncer. It's a this club
Patrick
called,
Swayze.
Yeah, right? The Double Deuce, and it's just turned into like a it looks like Gen Pop in a prison. Every night there's beer bottles
dive
flying
bar,
around,
dive just bar. Out of control every night.
This guy goes and gets Patrick Swayze to come in, build a new staff, you know, like a new manager
so it's
coming
bar
in.
Bar Rescue
the movie
version.
Right. Comes in. Gets it all done, and then the guy that's here, you know, he's like the head of the town. He's got the money man. He's real dastardly. He's up to no good, and they all come for this bouncer, and then he calls his buddy, who's like this old veteran, they call him Boach, to come in and save you, and it's a turd. I mean, Kelly Lynch is in it, and she is the love interest, Patrick Swayze. He spends a lot of time shirtless, a lot of time doing karate. He does rip a guy's, his throat. Rips his throat out with his bare hand.
Really?
Yeah, he just, rah, rah, just rips
and he's
his
dead.
Straight, yeah, kills him. Yeah, you lose your throat barehanded, you drop dead.
But the guy was just being rowdy at the
they
bar
were fighting.
Or
they
something.
Were fighting. Okay. It was like the final
a dramatic
fight.
Escalation to a guy who's just having a bad night at the bar and has his throat literally ripped out.
Yeah. It's brilliant. See, these people are listing good movies. I Love You, Man. I Love You, Man is a great movie.
It's a phenomenal
movie. It's not a bad movie that's good. Right? That you think is good. It's just a great movie. But yeah, so there you go. The Roadhouse. Yeah, Roadhouse, the original, you need to watch.
Okay.
It's good.
And there's a remake as well that
there's
I don't
a remake.
Need to watch.
Nah, you don't need to watch that. You don't need to watch that.
I am going to watch that new Affleck and Damon movie
tonight.
The Netflix rip.
The Rip is on Netflix tonight. I'm going to check that out too.
All right, that's it. We are
done. Hey, safe travels, dude. Hit them straight.
A week that started in Arizona.
You going to the Bunny Ranch?
In San Diego. No.
You're not going to the Bunny Ranch?
A very short trip. Okay. I will see you guys Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. right here. Have a great long weekend. Braden and Frank are up next for Pauly Rindle and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Thanks for joining us on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.